There's a lot of turmoil in the markets these days, turmoil at individual businesses. What similarities do you see between this situation and what your company went through a couple of years ago?
When we entered our crisis mode, we were carrying an enormous amount of debt. And it really was the biggest single challenge that we faced. I think the similarity is that not only here in our own community with the sewer bonds and excessive amount of debt, but that same concept is what is really presenting a lot of challenges for us nationwide.
At its height, your company recorded more than $4 billion in revenue. You had 50,000 people, mm-hmm. 2,000 different facilities nationwide and abroad. It's a leaner operation now. What changes did you have to make during that recovery process to get to where you are now?
What we did was sell three of what we referred to as our non-core business segments. And we did that primarily to help alleviate that very burdensome and crushing amount of debt. And it was also done to take advantage of the then very robust credit markets. And so we saw an opportunity to sell businesses, use the proceeds, pay down debt. So to your point, we are in fact a smaller company today, but we are much, much stronger. We're leaner and we're definitely meaner.
How are things different now? If a company were to be facing what you faced now, what would the landscape be like?
It would be almost an insurmountable crisis, to be very candid. And fortunately, we took steps during the recovery process to position ourselves to weather these kinds of economic downturns. For example, if we had not refinanced our debt back in 2006, we would be facing the prospect of having to refinance in today's market where there is no liquidity, banks are not lending money. We would have had to raise something like $600+ million. Next year would have been close to $1 billion that we would have had to refinance. And we saw that we needed to create a balance sheet that gave us a little more flexibility, and we were able to do that back in 2006. And had we not done that, I think the company would be in very, very dire circumstances. Fortunately, we're not.
The accounting scandal created sort of a crisis of confidence as people didn't necessarily feel like they, I guess, could trust the company, not unlike the way some people are seeing the housing market, the mortgage industry, Jefferson County with the sewer debt. How does a company rebuild its public image after such a scandal?
Well, it's a long process. The thing that really helped us was the fact that we had thousands of employees in communities across this country providing outstanding care on a day-in and day-out basis. In fact, we did a study, sort of a brand equity analysis back in 2006 to determine should we even change the name. And what we found was that, understandably, here in Birmingham, there were some concerns about the name, and it was tarnished. But out in the communities where we actually had hospitals and surgery centers and so on, the Rockford, Illinois, the Dallas, Texas, on and on, the name Health South was synonymous with high-quality healthcare services. So fixing the reputation has been something that's been particularly important here. It's been particularly important to our shareholders. And the way we've done that is by setting out a plan, executing on that plan, and being transparent with all of our results.
The magazine Business Alabama recently released its list of highest paid CEOs of publicly traded companies, and you're in the top five on that list, making $5.5 million or so in 2007. On the national front, critics have blasted some of the high payouts to corporate executives, including some of those companies who benefit or will benefit from the federal bailout plan. What do you make of criticism that executive pay has gotten out of control?
Well, first of all, I think the starting point has to be to understand what those numbers mean. And there was an article in the news, I think yesterday, about the highest paid executives here in the Birmingham area. And there's some big numbers. There's no question about it. But the vast majority of that is simply a calculation, a mathematical extrapolation of what the value of the options and the restricted stock might be at some point in the future. So in my case, the number that you quoted was a base pay amount plus an estimate of what the underlying stock value might be at some point in the future. So as you have seen, the whole market has collapsed. As a result of the collapse of the market, equity values are down. So if you were to really do an actual calculation, I've actually lost money and on the equity side, not on the base side, but on the equity side, virtually all of those are either underwater or have no value. Now, to your question, you look at some of the bank and some of the financial institutions' compensation levels, you know, huge payouts where there's no value that has been created, and yet these executives walk away with tens and sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars. That's obscene.
What way do you think it should be addressed?
Well, actually, some of the provisions in the recently enacted bailout package includes some of those aspects that make sense. One is called a clawback. In other words, if subsequent to the executive's departure, the business starts to deteriorate and you can pinpoint that the deterioration is due to poor performance, the assumption of an unreasonable amount of risk, or in the case of, say, Hell South with Richard Scrushy, the just outright fraud that was committed, then there ought to be an opportunity to claw back or take back those bonuses and the equity value and make the executive have to cough that up.
Is it going to be easy enough to define what triggers that clawback?
That's a great point, Tanya. That's a great question. I think it certainly will go a long way. Is it enough? Probably not.
So in the whole, what lessons do you think current business owners should be drawing from HealthSouth's experience?
The biggest takeaway is, you know, you need to have the right management in place. And clearly, you know, there was corrupt management before. As long as the base business, the operational aspect of the business is sound, which was exactly the case at HealthSouth, that's what carried us through. And so you need to make sure that there's a very solid business model. Clearly, there needs to be leadership with integrity, but there also needs to be very clear checks and balances. You know, we had a board of directors that wasn't particularly unbiased. There were a lot of related party transactions where their businesses did work and business and made money off HealthSouth and vice versa. And Richard Scrushy was right in the middle of virtually all of them. And so that level of self-dealing and conflicts of interest have to be eliminated.